did you get down to the Mishnah completely? Line or two before, maybe? I think we should have gotten down to the Mishnah.
We left off on Dalet Amud Aleph.
Yeah?
We left off by, I think, Dalet Amud Aleph. Not quite down. No, we did go to the Amud Beis.
No, we got down to left Amud Beis.
Yeah, yeah, not Amud Beis, right.
No. I mean, bad enough. To be on Amud Beis, but on Amud Aleph, no.
No, right here. Amud Beis, but a few lines before the Mishnah.
Oh. I'll start again from top of the Yomid there, but it's important sugi. Remember the halacha, Pahel Tibur requires that they be stupid but not idiots. Okay, that's the key definition. Right. If they're stupid, then, as I explained to you when we started the sugya, then they gotta ask for kaporet for being amazing. It's not a shogig anymore. Plain stupidity, right, is not justifiable. Shogig is justifiable. Omer mutar, what the Gemara calls libo ansei, his heart misled him. You can goof, but idiot you can't be. That's also, that's an isur da'aseh, to be an idiot. Therefore, they forgot about Yisro Shabbos. I think behind it is the suspicion that you're dealing with people who are changing the halacha, not trying to defend the halacha. The job of Bezin is to defend the halacha. Now the Gemara wants to define what's the chilek between stupidity and idiocy. Embedded in Lashon HaGemara between what? Oker, Dovor, Sholem, right? And Toe, the Mixas. Boy Rav Yosef, they pasken El Charisho B'Shabbos, Mahu. Top of the Amidah Lamadal. If I asked you to defend the concept of Lamites Malochos to include Harisha, what would be your method of analysis?
Harisha is plowing?
Plowing. So the first thing you would say in your mind is what? Did it occur in the Mishkan? Melechas Shabbos are all Melechas HaMishkan. They plowed in the Mishkan. So you have to say, yeah, you got to find out. Yes, they plowed, they planted for the whatever they needed, for the Minch Menochos, for the Psalmim, for the Ktores, etc. But you hesitated. Oh, that's probably more acid. Maybe that's also a goof, but not total idiocy. It's a toss. Boy, Rav Yosef, if the Bezdin Paskin en Charisho b'Shabbos, Mahu, how will you define that? As a kulo or mixas? Mi amrinan kibin the komodu bekulu milsa bekevitul mixas? Uki mixa dami? O dilmo devin ka akarian le lacharisha kaliko kiras guf dami? They didn't attack Shabbos. They attacked a little piece of Shabbos. So that's called the mixas. Then you bring a kpah helam tzivu. Or do you say, no, each av malocha stands as a unit unto itself. And to deny charisho b'Shabbos as an Isur, it will be called Oker Bekulu, takes a whole unit out. And therefore, there's no Parher and Sibur.
If you make a change in something that is an Isur for Shabbat, as opposed to an Isur that would be one of the other mitzvot, you're Oker all of Shabbat, you're Mechalel Shabbat, whether it's one Melacha or all of the Melacha.
That's not Oker Shabbat. That's insofar as onshin concerned, penalty suffered. Here we're talking about error made, not the consequence of the error, but the cause of the error. Was the cause of the error that these people are total idiots, right, or not? So the answer is really based upon something which the Gemara doesn't say. I have a little grandson, an Eretz Yisrael. Right, he calls on the telephone 2 Shabbos ago, and the mother shows off, my granddaughter, right, and he recites all Lamedes Melachos. He's only 5 years old. Why not? Mary had a little lamb. He can teach him that. He taught him the 39 Melachos. Right? He can recite all the Parshas, Hashua, all the parshas of the Torah. It means nothing to him, but the kids, Baruch Hashem, they have that ability, the retentive memory. So you teach it, so it's nothing. It's gibberish as far as he's concerned, most likely. Or maybe, Baruch Hashem, maybe more than that. Not to know one of the 39 melochos. I don't want to embarrass you, but I think I could catch you on one of the 39 melochos. Right. That's a shame. Toshma. This we already learned in the previous Mishnah. Yesh nidva Torah. If they don't deny, iso nidva. Avol habo al shemel shom yom potul, but they hold that not an ida. This is a part of taras mishpoche, which is a little kind of a what you call it a derivative. It's a derivative from hilchos nida. You get to hilchos zova. From Hilchos Zova, you come into Zova Ktano, Zova Gedola. It's a little bit sophisticated already. It's not dealing with a total idiot. Therefore, if they make a mistake, they think that Shemel Shom Keneged Yom, the way I like to learn Pshat is only a din in Kochim, not a din in Chulin. Like we learned in Maseches Nida from the very beginning, as a chilik, where it's the asura labala is cholin, labala she's not asura, but truma she can't touch. So for kochim we have a higher standard, and they paskin that way. Not such a terrible mistake. Meaning, in the ideology of the mistake, not so terrible. How it came about, I can see someone's lost it. The first peg in Maseches Nida, right? By the time he creeps out, he doesn't not sure what's kochim, what's chulin, etc. Vamai, why do you say the what? That habo al shemer al shom keneged yom. Then the yochid is potur. That's what means potur. The individual who followed their psak, he's told al das bezdin. He is poto, and bezdin has to bring the parhelim double. If rov am followed them, right? Vamai ho akarion l'shomer shom k'riyom koliko. Shomer shom k'riyom is a unit in Taras HaMishpoche, like Charicha as a unit in Melech HaShabbos. It's one unit in there, right? One chapter in it. But it's a whole chapter. Shemel Shom Kiyom is not Nida. It's a chapter unto itself. Therefore, since over there you see what? It's not treated as Okel Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? Therefore, here too, the fact that they pasken as Harishos Mutter, not so terrible. Amalach Av Yosef. Shemeres Yom Yekam Rinon is Kiddushon Ninan. Remember, they didn't say there's no Shemar Shom Teged Yom.
Kiddush Ninan, as we learned,
as we answered previously. It's not that they said there's no Shemar Shom Keneged Yom, right? They said Shemar Shom Keneged Yom the Eitz that I gave? He gave several offers. Okay, remember, look, just to get fresh your memory, the second of the broad lines on Anamad Aleph. The Amri Ha'or Shorig Marbi Yehuda Siri. Not that they said the Shmer Shom Kevyom. The Shmer Shom Kevyom, you can't have real marital relations. But sexual contact is okay. For Nido, there's Hachoko, right? According to Rambam, the Raisa. For Shmer Shom Kered Yom, it's only Yisro Biya Mamish. What's Biya Mamish? Gmar Biya. But Ha'ora, which is just physical contact between the genital organs, that's okay. Memele, there was no Akira Bekulum. It's likewise over here too. You can't say that Harisha with Mutter, that's already Akira Bakulu. It has to be a part of a Harisha, some aspect of it. What? So, as we answered before, there was no Akira of Shomer Hashom, of that unit, that chapter in Hilchos Yisro Biya. That was maintained, only what, and it was modified. And for the modification, they bring a korban. The yochid is potur, and bezin brings a parel and tzibur. Or as we learn, the tribe brings. Short ishev brings. Toshma. So you didn't answer my question. What about Harisha? What's the case? Now you say some aspect of Harisha. But you try to bring a raya from the case of Shemel Shom Ker Yom. No. Yeah, there wasn't Okir Bekulu. They only Okir a part of the Halacha. And what about Harisha? You didn't answer. Toshma, I got to answer that question. You haven't answered Rav Yosef's question yet. The boy Rav Yosef. Toshma, Yesh Shabbos Batorah. Aval Amotzi Mirushus Rabin Poto. So they dropped one of the 39 malachos. Hotzah is one of the reputable malachos like all other malachos. And they said that it's mutar. So you see, what?
Where
what's potter mean? The individual who listens to them is potter, and they have to bring a korban.
From where are we bringing this?
Yeah.
From where are we bringing this, that he's potter, if he carries from Rashut to Rashut?
In the Mishnah, they gave several cases.
Okay.
Right? So he said, the only example they gave were two examples, Nidor and Avodah Zorah. Right? Well, he said, Shachabor is mutar, as we explained later on, meaning, we'll explain later on, one of two things. Mishnah had two examples to differentiate between Okel Kol Aguf or only B'miksas, the case of Shemel Shon Keneged Yom, and the case of a Shachabor. By Shachabor, the Gemara will explain, there too there was a misunderstanding. They thought that a Shachabor means, I explained that to you when we learned the Rambam, means Pichu Yudayim V'Raglayim, but some bowing not. Second, they thought that bowing is only where that is part of the service. But as the Gemara says later on, Zorak Evan the Makolis. If people knew a little more Gemara, you'd be able to read the newspaper better. If you read the story, they describe the Arabs, Yimach Shemam, the Muslims, going to Mecca. What do they do in Mecca? Yeah, that's a B'shtes Vavado. There's a black box someplace, a black statue, a black rectangle, a stone rectangle, and each one picks up a stone and throws the stone at it. Hmm. That's a key to the Avodah. Where'd that come from? No one wants to talk about it. Because Obama doesn't let you talk about such things. That's from the Avodah Zorah of Zorak Even Lamarkolis. The few Avodah Zorahs that are described in detail in the Gemara, one of them is the worship of celestial body Mercury. And the Malacha Mercury, how is it described in your reading? Mercury, what do you think? Mercury, what's with Mercury? You know anything about Mercury? There's a picture of Mercury as it occurs in literature.
It's red, no?
Huh?
Red?
No, that's Mars.
No,
that's Mars. Mercury.
Winged feet.
All right, yeah.
Which one?
Feet with,
like Hermes.
With wings on the feet.
The winged feet.
Okay.
Right. So his avoda was swift. So you pick a stone and you throw swift, that's part of the avoda. That's where the Arabs got their throwing at Mecca.
Well, makolet is what? Not modern day Hebrew of a store.
Makolet is Mercury. No, that's makolet is mem reish kuf. Makolet. Okay.
No, because the Arabs do that today too with the Molotov cocktails.
He's worried about buying pizza and pizza and Lebanon. Yeah. Okay. So Moshel, and we'll explain later, I might as well get it in our answer, because people can focus in on this critical issue here in Parhelam Dovo. They paskin that if you're going to worship Mercury, you worship Mercury by throwing a stone. This fellow didn't throw a stone, he just bowed down to him. Bezin didn't know that Ishtachavor is universal. To throw a stone to Baal Peor, you're not over on an Isur D'oraisa. Why? It's not the Avodah. What's the Avodah Baal Peor?
Defecation?
Defecate for it. Urinate for it. So, therefore, the throwing stone is not related to their avoda. Therefore, you're not. But Hishtachavah, even to Baal Po, Hishtachavah is a universal obeisance, universal service. So that's a toast they made in Avodah Zohar. So it says, Toshma, we learned in a braise, Yesh Shabbos Batorah, Aval Amotzi Mirchus Yochid Zaram and Potter, Vamai Ho Akario La Tor Koliko, Hosaname Kiddushoninan. Right? That what? Not that he didn't say. We'll learn it, we'll pick it up later on. That Moshe to Zore cannot. To carry something out, carry Rishus Yochid, that they didn't deny. But I'm in the in my backyard and you're outside and I got a football. And you catch. Mm. Not, I'm playing ball, not Michal Shabbos. To be motzi derech zorek, right? Or I don't leave my property. I hand it across the door. And that's the toast they make. They define literally hotzor milushus lushus means to carry by walking out with the object. It says hosaname kirishoninan. There, as the Gemara will explain, they were not okay the whole av malacha, only 38 av malachos, but they were okay an application, right, of the av malacha in daily life. They thought it applies only to transport, right? But to throw it or to hand it across the boundary line, that not. Toshma, Yesh Avodas Kochov Matova, Avolim Shachaveh Poto. No, again, Boho Akalyon Yishachvo Koliko. Amri Hashachavah Namekidushoninan, as we answered, as I already explained to you just now. Here's a very nice scene. Yeah, this always pleased me very much. Why? It's unbelievable, right? What kind of nonsense is said? Like literal translation of words of the Torah. Boy Rab Zera, they paskin ein Shabbos b'shvi'is. Very nicely. Take the Torah literally. Sheis yom matasa melacha, o yom ha'shvi tishbos. If the sheis yom am doing any melacha, the dog yom ha'shvi tishbos. Simple pshat of the pasuk. Has to be rest from work. Got to work. You can't work. I can't have any rest. And work, of course, means agricultural. So Shri says, "Isa malocha, and Shri is on the karka." Isa malocha, 6 days a week. That's more than 1 day a week, right? So all year, all the other years, 1 day a week. Is a oshi beni beneichem, but on Shana Shviyas I got 6 days of osos, good timing. So someone came up with a bright idea. Oh, Bezin said, rah rah, good for you, chidush, right? Published quick. Boy, Rav Zera. They paskin ein Shabbos b'shvius mahu b'maito. How did they make such a stupid mistake? B'hadan ko, they interpret a pasuk in Chumash literally. B'chorish u'b'kotzer tishbos. It said at the time of plowing, at the time of harvesting. Don't do any work. Tishbos. You're supposed to rest. Bizman de ike charisha, ike Shabbos. Or bizman de leke charisha, leke Shabbos. They interpret Tishbos meaning not from the melacha of shvius, but tishbo is from. That's when you have a halacha of shviso. Shviso is Shabbos included.
So only Shabbat only during the summer.
Mi amrina, kiven de mekaymi lo b'shasha neshavua. Since the other years of the Shemitah, seven of the seven cycle, right, is kibitul mixas v'kiyim mixas dami. It's not okay b'kulu. Or Dilma kiven de kakaya le b'shvius, but since on the seventh year they went ahead and uprooted the whole Hilchos Shabbos, right? Then kakira haguv dami. Now we don't have here the others. Gemara answers later on what did by Shachavor. Here we have Gemara tries to give an answer. Toshma, I can bring a raya from another brayser. Novi shenisaba lakol dovam bedivri Torah. Here we're talking about not parhelam dovam. We're talking about chiyuv misa, whether chenek or Skila, Machlokas, and Gemara Sanhedrin. All you people, Daf Yomi Sanhedrin, you finish, you should remember that Machlokas, Rav Shimon, Rav Meir, right? That's the big advantage of learning Daf Yomi, right? Everything still remains brand new, Chidush. My Shvelz, that's how I used to say, Rav Meir Lublina, as he called him, Rav Meir Lublina, he says, got a bright idea to introduce Daf Yomi. He says he meant to study a Daf all day, not in a half hour. So Novi should have sabi la gordo, right? Chayiv. The Beatle mixes us with Kia mix us. Rab Shimon Amar Poto. Ubavoidis kochovim afil omar hayom ovdo lemocha bot lechayev. Was he trying to drive at? He says what? A novi came and said, when is a novi chayev misa? When is misnabe lako dova midibri tova? Therefore, we'll do it backwards. Therefore, surely, when he said no Shabbos once in 7 years, that's not kolad. That's not the kolad halacha. Therefore, it's considered to be a proper parhelim dovo, parhelim tzibul example. Except by avoid the zohar. By zohar, we don't allow a mixas either. Right? Ubavoidis kochovim atilu omar hayom ovdo. He says, you should know there's Isa of the Zohar, but today is a special day. Today we all go bow down to the idol, right? Why? Who knows what's special about that day? Memorial Day, Labor Day, whatever, it's a special day. Then he's chayav misa, but only by avodah zarah, even though he's not okay legamri. He said, I want you to know, Isra avodah zarah exists. Today there's an exemption. Then he's chayav misa too. But for any other lav in the Torah, any other Isra Torah, if you would say, I suspend the Esau for 1 day. God told me to suspend the Esau for 1 day. That wouldn't be called Oker Dovo Minatora. It wouldn't be Chayv Esau for that. Avol Omar Hayom Ovdo Lemocha Botla. Chayv Shema Mino. That ain't Shabbos Bishvis is Kibitl Mixas Ki Mixas Domi. Shema Mino. There, what's the case of Avodah Zarah? In time. This period of time. So only by Avodah Zarah is it considered to be an Isur that you chayv Isur for. And what we're creating an Isur that, since both have the halacha of Kulo and Mixas, a Novi is chayv only be Kulo, and a Bezdin is chayv only be Mixas. So therefore I can compare the Mixas to the Kulo. Whatever by Novi is called Kulo is called the same thing by Par Helam Dov, also called Kulo. So since you call this Mixas instead of Chidish, by way of Zola, even Mixas you consider to be a Novi Sheker. Therefore I know that this, in time, to say something is relevant and then non-relevant, in time, is called a Mixas. Called a Mixas, therefore by Tzad Edlin, never Chayev a Kolo. You with me?
I lost you.
No. Not so bad. Okay. I want to define whether suspending something completely but only for a short time, that's called a kulu or mixas?
Kulu is to uproot all of it and mixas part of it?
That's tantamount to okia b'kulu or is it okia b'mixas?
Okay.
That's the shayla. So I go to Novi Sheker. And my Novi Sheker says that if he said something that in time differential, he sets up a time differential, he says, this Isur Torah applies at all times, except this time not. So he said, he's not a Novi Sheker. He's not a Sheker, but he's not Chayim Isur. What I know from there, that a time differential, right, is not Okir Bekulu. Because our Novi Sheker is only Chai when he's Okir Bekulu. Therefore I know, go back to the Sanhedrin, that when they make a time differential, Shabbos applies 6 years, doesn't apply to the seventh year, that's a time differential. That's called Mixas, not Kulu. Only by way of the Zohar, there's no distinction between Mixas and Kulu. But here, there's a Chili. Therefore, we call it Mixas, therefore the Chayev a Parhelem Tzibur. Okay, now we go to the next halacha. I said at Baruch Hashem that we made some reference to these things at least by going to the Rambam. It shouldn't be that strange to you. Now we go to the issue, right, of defining horor bekulu. Horor bekulu meaning horor bekulu shel bezdin. We know, again, given, that's a given aloha, that when is bezdin functioning as a bezdin? When everybody participates. If some dropped out, some didn't participate, even though they were there, they didn't participate in the horror, right? Then there's not considered to be a structure for par helem dovo.
Because it wasn't takin, they couldn't make the psak without kulu, so there no one should have listened
no,
to it.
No, you can make a psak without kulu. They can vote, right? But you wouldn't get into this issue of, in other words, if a murder trial, right, and 69 voted Chayev, right, no, that's not true either. And one said, and one didn't want to vote. check to get an OB in a murder trial. Anyway, but here we know that by Parhelm Dovo is only Ache Yolo Kulu. That's Alocha Lamoshe Misinai. Hogo Bezdin, Vyoda Echabem Shato, Vyomar Lahen Toin Atem. That's a solid, look at Rashi. They go on the right side, at the middle of the page. I'm telling them, lo hava horo amalya. Upotu, business potu from the korban. I debeina na cheyora kulun kinamina leil. He said, O Shalohoyam Muflo Shal Bezdin Shom. Muflo Shal Bezdin Shom. Okay, here we got something right. I should ask you to see what you can do to get on the internet on the Bar-Ilan. Let me share with you what the two pshutim that I know from my Rabbi. Who the heck is this Muflo? That's the mystery. The Muflo guy was not there. Who's this Muflo fellow?
What's a Muflo?
Oh. Muflo means?
Surprise?
A special, the unusual fellow. Like a Pella, Plia. Right. Who's this guy? The genius is not there. That's really what he means. This is my focus, really. How many people are in Sanhedrin? We learned 71. Not true. Many, many, the Shoenim say, Bez is only 70. 70 is Sanhedrin. And there's a Bezdin, a Rosh Bezdin, same as by Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Rosh said to him, Osfeli Yeshivimish, a Moshe Al Gabeim. So most people who are pshat to this Mishnah, the Mufla means that fellow, the Rosh Bezdin, so-called Av Bezdin. I was taught by a very good Rebbe that Mufla was an addition to the 71. Always pleased me, and I can't find a good mocker for it. So I leave it here. But I want you to know, I think must be a basis to it. I didn't bother checking, but I looked up just in the Oroch, and I looked up in Eisenstein's Oitzedinim and Hogim, and Eisenstein's told us on Yisrael, on Sanhedrin, he does mention the Mufla. There must be better sources to find. I like the idea that the Muflo was a specialist that was appointed. And the Muflo a kind of check and balance system that they had. After Bezdin voted, before it became Psak, the Mufla had to review the Psak. The kind of a final check. If the Mufla was Rosh Bezdin, that was his task. But the Halacha was fine without him too. Everybody agrees. Even if you say Mufla here means the Rosh Bezdin, 70 is enough to pass in the Shaila. It's absolutely shivamish. I don't need the 71. As long as he doesn't oppose it, it's okay. So what happened here, the way they chat, that the Muflo, whoever he was, additional or the Rosh Bezdin, he was not present when the Psak went out. So it's an invalid psak. Not the same as one person missing. Then, of course, it's not a whole bezdin. But here's mashma that it's not the chesoron that he wasn't there. For if the chesoron wasn't there, it wouldn't be a chili, whether it's the mufla wasn't there or the youngest one wasn't there. What does it mean here? And that's the only way that makes good sense in this Mishnah. There wasn't the final check. There's a check and balance system they had. And if that final check wasn't done, therefore it's not considered to be Bezen Chateau. They may get onish from Rebbeinu Shalom for giving out a psak din without doing your homework. Part of your homework was to have it reviewed by somebody.
If a Beit Din gives a psak on this, and where it wasn't kulu, not everyone was
there.
And
the mufla was missing. What? Look again. O shalohoye mufla shal bezen shom. Or there was a psul in the bezdin. Shalohoye echamem ger, o mamzer, o nesin, o zokein shalohoye lebonim. Hareze poto.
Ze is the Yechid.
Look in Rashi. Rashi struggles with this mufla first. Pick up the Rashi for the Mishnah. There are three cases of the Mishnah, right? One man was yelling, "You're making a mistake." Second case, the mufla wasn't there. The third case, there was an Odom Posel as a member of Sanhedrin. Okay, look at Rashi. V'amar lehem Torah natem. Lo hava horo malyo upoto mina sheyora kulam. O shlo yemufo shavezen sham. Yeah, what is Rashi saying? Af agav lo hava misahedzan atzman. What is Rashi saying? Well, I told you that I learned from my rabbi.
He
was what?
He was in addition. He was
extra legal, right? The ilu have a misnah lasman. I feel a kotesh of a kulon lo hayeshav lo habaoro amalia. Shkamin lekamon im kol adas yisro yechtu. Why emo lekulos adetan have a horo ilo lo ha ilo lo vikel meimar. Nitzarech echa behem lo seis a derech, uminu acha b'mkomo. Inami zokein shein lo bonim, hoyo lakach nesmana acha b'sanhedrin. What does that mean? No one wants to cite this Rashi. I told you I had a good Rebbe when I learned Horos. And he pointed out this Rashi, he says, all we know about the Rashi is that he was an extra institution of mufla outside of Sanhedrin. As he says, the mufla wasn't there, warehouse wasn't there. What's the old meaning? But if you tell me mufla was part of Sanhedrin, so Rashi is giving you two pshotim. Look at the first pshat, right? Afagav do have a misahedron atzman. Nevertheless, you didn't follow that check and balance system. Second, if he part of Sanhedrin, right, then you might have to say that what? He had to go out and they appointed someone else instead, so it should be a full complement of 71. But he was missing, and he's the fellow who does that final review. So both Pshatim agree that the mufla was necessary in order to finalize the psak. I believe that Ben Azai and Ben Zoma served as mufla bezdin. Because the Gemara says, whenever it says Shonu or Bol of Nei Chachomim, it means before Ben Azai and Ben Zoma. and they were at the time of Sanhedrin, it must have been their rule that I'm adding. Now, Inami, finish the Rashi, Zokin She'ein Lo Bonim. Look at the next Rashi. Bekoshali, Imayin Royal Lo. Misha says that if a member of Sanhedrin who's childless is apostle or member of Sanhedrin. They give an example of apostle member. He could be a mamza, right? Or he has no children. But if he had children and one of them was a mamza, it's called having children. By the way, did David say he's not coming today? Yeah? Okay. So why did he say, why was there Ein Lo Bonim? I mentioned once in passing.
We said because he doesn't know about chasadim. He doesn't know how to be, to have nechama. And,
he's not a balachim. You have to have the experience of children, right? To mature your emotional life. That's what. I have a case now. Two cases. One of a full woman, name unknown, just on the telephone and on the email so far, who just went. Part of the Babcha community, just went and had herself inseminated from a sperm bank. She's 41 years old. No should. Shidduch didn't work out. Said she cannot see living her life without the experience of motherhood. So she went ahead, did this thing, right? And what she wants to know, what she called, is because that article in the Wall Street Journal. What she wants to know is what she will do since the father was a goy. What you do about converting the baby after he's born? So too much of a mulumede she's not, as you know. Akum avor al bas Yisrael, it's the child is a Yisrael. That's near the gales. But that's the question she posed. What I'm commenting is, this is a poor woman so desperate for a child, for the experience of having a child, right? That it's a chesaron in your adulthood, in your humanity, not to be able to have a child. This drives a woman, means she's going to have to move out of that community. She's not going to be at a Baba Choi walking around with a pregnant belly, right, there while in Eastern Parkway. We're willing to do that, to move away someplace, make up some story, her husband died, whatever story she'll make up. That's how desperate, and I may see that not only in such cases. I see what women are willing to do to get a child. 6, 7, 8 times that in vitro fertilization attempt. Devastating. It's painful. It's they don't give up. Then ultimately, we'll even go ahead and buy an egg. Even though it's not their child, their genetic child. Okay. Anyway, but Rashi notes he doesn't know a good moko. Why is it the Mishein Lo Bonim should be possible? So that, but nevertheless, doesn't argue the halacha, that's the halacha. I, as I say, I think that the Hezbollah gave that just as you need intellectual competence, you need emotional competence in order to be immersed. Why? שנאמר כאן עדו, ונאמר להלן עדו. מה עדו האמור להלן? כולנו רואו להראו. Right? It says what? אם כל עדס ישראל ישגו. Right? And it says, ושופטו עדו ויצילו עדו. So you have shoftu eda, vitzilu eda, right? That refers to the Sanhedrin. Then it says, what? Im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. Kol adas Yisrael, meaning all of Sanhedrin. Ma eda amur lahalan. Royu loro. Af eda amur kan. Achi ukulu royu loro. This business, Shalohoyo Muflo Shalbez and Shom, where do you find it? Minolan. Amarab Sheshes, Chan, Chaintana, Tonale Rabbi Shmuel, with Neymar Omru, Horo Bedovo Shatsukin Modem Bob Turin. The Pnei Shahoyo Luma Blalomdu, Lohoyo Muflo Shalbez and Shom, Name Pturin, they Shahoyo Luma Blalomdu. Same shot in that. Unbelievable Musa. We are defining here intellectual integrity. I expect you, if you're talking about truth and falsehood, emes and sheker, you're not a shakra. He says, the Tzukim were literalists, fundamentalists. They believed only what says Beferish in the Torah. Things derived by Rabbi Shoel Omer, B'Shoel Shoel Shabidu, the Torah, the Dresh Behem, they didn't accept. Which means playing poshut what the Torah says. And Chazal and Sanhedrin made a mistake in such a thing. That's not a mistake. That's idiocy. It's not stupidity. Right? It's like Oke Koratovo. Therefore, we don't accept that as a Shigogo. It says Yishgu, they have to be a Shigogo. That's not a Shigogo. That's amazing. Amazing of Amaratsis. Likewise, if Bezdin is set up with a check system at the end, I tell you, I'll give you a good example from legal medical ethics or legal cases. Surgeon did surgery, and day two, three, a week after surgery, the fellow's not feeling well. He's home already. The wound is healed. They take him back to the hospital, take an x-ray, and there's the scissors left inside. The instrument left in the belly. Happens. Why? So you check back, why did it happen? The surgical nurse, the operating nurse, her job is to count the instruments that she lays out and then to count the instruments that she takes away. Right? This surgeon is a 25-year-old, 25-year surgeon, one of the best surgeons in the business. Right? He doesn't leave scissors behind in the Kai's belly. So for years she hasn't been checking. She's rushing to another surgery. Got to check up on this guy. Some idiot, a young schnook, comes in the surgery. She'll check up after him. So she didn't do the final check. Right? The man won a big lawsuit. Right? Got a lot of money because there was a mazit here. Right? There was legal liability because there was negligence. Not just an accident, not an onus. That's what he says here. Chazal set up a system where when you make your psak, then have a mufla review as a final check. And you didn't do it, that's no different than violating something which is mefarish in the Chumash. In other words, I can't justify that by a lapse. There's no lapse here. There's a mitzvah. Look at the side, it says. Why? They say they didn't know that. Likewise, the learning process included the chazorah, the last check.
So the yachid and the beit din are all pturin?
So, no, yeah, now they got it, but it's like amazing to do.
Right, it's like amazing. They're not even allowed to bring anything, right. But it's the Beit Din because they didn't do the proper review. And the Yachid also, because he listened.
Then the Kapora is not a Par Helen Sibur, but Yisur and Mimisa.
They get a fireside seat.
Says Nemar kan Eda, right? Nemar Shom Eda. Nemar Shom Eda and Yokan Eda. She kulu ruin lo ro. Where do you see that? I kulu ruin lo ro. Bahasa Minolan. He says that Eda is mentioned in two places. We have to say that the Eda has to be a special, pure character, pure background. He says that v'shiasu sham imoch. After Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Osfali Shivim Ish, right? Then says, V'lekachta Osam Elo Moed, V'syatsu Sham Imoch, and they should be there with you. What's Imoch mean? B'domim Lecha. Like you have a pure. You came from Moshe ben Amram ben Levi, right? Likewise, someone with a pure yichus can be a mamzer, a sin, etc. Veimor, maybe who says imoch means that? Like you, maybe he's also shom imoch, meaning they should stand with you in the ohel moed when you receive the instructions of Kodesh Baruch Hu. From now on, you shouldn't be alone. Yisrael Sham Imoch, the 70 should be with you in the Ohel Moed. That's how I learned Pshat in the Chumash. Right? Ve'ema Imoch l'shchina. Ela Marav Nachman ba'yitzak amakor v'nosu itoch. It doesn't say they should come and stand with you and hear the Shechina. Shechina only talks to you, but v'nosu itoch they carry with you. No, so they helped carry the results of the Torah, right? And it says itoch b'darshin itoch b'domim loch, with the same purity of background. Okay. Okay, people. Next Mishnah. Hovu Bezdin Shogeg. This is the classic Hovu, the classic Parham Dova. We also call Shogeg in, no problem. Mevi in Par. That's the basic requirement for Parham Tzibur. Bezin should be shogeg, and the people should do it b'shogoga. Right? Not that you do it b'mezit. See, but meaning what b'mezit would be? They don't believe that in Sanhedrin. They think they're wrong, but they think it, they pass in that way of their kof d'aveira, they'll be amazed on them. Mezidin v'yosu shogegin. Bezin will mazid a bunch of no goodniks got into Bezin, and they willfully decided to attack some aspect of halacha. Okay. We also shogegin, but the people who followed them did it b'shogoga. They didn't know that Bezin were willfully violating the halacha. Then it's a classic case of shogeg. Maybe in Kizbo Seira. Then the would not end. Or a chatos could be either kisva or sira, either sheep or goat. In other words, Bezin doesn't cover them because Bezin were functioning b'mezit. So people misled. It's like a shogeg, omer mutar, that's all. But you don't have the structure of a parhelam dovo. A parhelam dovo must require, has a requirement that bezin should be shogeg. Shogeg in also mezidin. If bezin made the error, but the people knew there was an error and they did it b'mezid, not because they was told al das bezin, but they wanted to eat the chaylev. Then, hareilu pturin. Then both are potter for any korban. Why? Bezin is potter because the people didn't listen to them. The people are potter because they didn't obey it. So, as we said, so the people get the fireside seat. You with us?
What is the difference between what is the difference between keves and kesev or kiv, kizvah?
No. Let's switch around.
Exact same type of korban?
No. Same animal. We had this halacha before. Shogegin v'osu mezidin areilu p'turin. What about a shogeg dumya de mezid? Then he would be chayev. What does it mean? Hey, what are we talking about? Shehohu bezdin shechelev muto. V'nizchalef lo b'shumon. V'ochlo. That was the question we had before. The what? Bezin said it was mutar. Mistake. And he went ahead and he wanted to eat shuman, that's no shaylan. Right? And he ended up eating the chalev, which Bezin said was mutar. But he ate the chalev not because Bezin said it was mutar. He ate the chalev because he's a shlamazl. He didn't check which shelf the Shuman Chela was on. We had that Shaila before. Right? One of the words, well, that's called what? A Shigigas Masa, not a Shigogo. Fighting about Lame Motif should hold the boy Rom Machoma. That's what we asked before. If someone did a Shigigas Masa, meaning a shkoga in the error, in physical error. Amalach no. Mishum de tona reisha mezidin vosu shogin, tona sefer shogin vosu mezidin. Right? But you cannot infer from here, right, that what? Shogin vosu, that shogi adumi demezid, chai. What he calls a shogi adumi demezid. What means shogi adumi demezid? A shogi where the error wasn't the shkoga error. Error was a shlamazel error. That he just took the wrong thing, as you call do as if it were amazing. It doesn't mean it's not amazing, but like me, amazing. It's not a shogeg. There was no error in judgment here. The error was in physical act, not in judgment. Okay, now comes the machlokas in Pashat, in Pshat and the Pasuk of Chumash that not been clarified. They bring a par helem tzibul. What does that mean? Well, who brings how much you bring what? Ho bezin vosa kol akol o uben apiem mevim par. If the error was Avedis Kehovim, they got to bring a par b'soil. Okay? That's how you were taught in Chumash, when you went to Yeshiva Ketana, a par, the Bezin has to bring a par. If it's Avedis Zora, they bring two animals, a par and a soil. Right. That's what Rameh Ram shot. Come to Rabbi Yude, and as you know already from the Rambam, that we learned, that we passed the Rabbi Yude. You were taught wrong shots. There never was such a thing as bringing a par of the soil, a par of the soil. There always were 12 animals had to be brought. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yud Beis Shvotim, Mevin Yud Beis Porim. And if the error was a Avodah Zorah error by Bezdin, then Mevin Yud Beis Porim, Ushem Oso Seirim. So actually, there were 24 korbanos brought in case the error was in Avodah Zorah, like they said, Hishtachavor was mutar. Rav Shimon Omer, no. There were 13 Yud Gimel Porim, Ubavodah Kehovim, Shoshos Porim, Yud Gimel Zirim, Par Vesoil, Chol Shevet Veshevet. And then the Bezin had to bring up Korban and Par V'Soil, the Bezin. So he ended up with 26 Korbanos. That's, as you know, that's Kaminyan Havaya. Right. I don't know if that's reason, but... Oh, Horu Bezdin, Vyosu Zayin Shvatim. And say again, Baruch Hashem, we went through this quickly in the Rambam. Seven of the Shvatim followed the Horu Bezdin. O Rubon, not every man in the Shevet, 51% of the Shevet of each of the seven Shvatim followed the Horu. And it was Al Pihem. It was, they were told Al Das Bezdin, Mevi in Par, right? Ubabodes Gachov and Mevi in Par Vesoil. Divi Rameir. And again, Rabbi Yudoma, no. Zayin Shvotim Shechotu, listen to this one now. They bring Zayin Porim. Ushar Shvotim Shelochotu, Mevi in Al Yedei in Par. Shaf Elo Shlochotu Mevia Lechotim. And Rab Shimon sticks with his, that doesn't exempt Bezdin. Bezdin is independent. If the seven bring, right, according to Rameir, according to Rab Yude, 12 bring, right? Rab Shimon Omer, Chesporim. And then Par Vesor the Bezdin. If Horu Bezdin Shalecha Ben Ashvotim, also Sa Shevet Rapim. Not Bezdin Hagodol, but the Bezdin, not the Sanhedria, but each tribe had its own chief. Each, like a state supreme court, each Shevet had its own supreme court, right? And they followed that psak, Ho Bezu Shalech Men Ashvotim, also Sa Shevet Apim, also Shevet Uchayev, Ushar Kol Ashvotim Pturim, Dibir Rab Yehuda, Rab Chama Omrim, nonsense. There's no Par Helem Tzibur on the ruling of a Shevet Bezdin. Ain chayovim el al aroz bed nagodol b'vad. Shenemar im kol adas yisrael yishgu, lo adas osu shevet. So you have here multiple machlokas here. Machlokas number one is, what's this parah elam tzibur you're talking about? Right. According to Rameir, it's one ox. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 12 ox. Probably the Zohar, you got to add the soil.
You read the
according, now, next, second machlokas, does Par Halem Tzibur apply only to big Sanhedrin or to the highest court in your area? And each Shevet had a highest court, right? Therefore, if they make the mistake, it's also Par Halem Tzibur. Yosef, you, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends you when I need you. Can you find me anything clear someplace on the definition of Muflo Bezdin? I learned Pshat, two Pshatim in Rashi.
So
Bezdin had a Muflo. Mem Vob Pe Lam
Aleph. Where are we going to
look? You have the Bar Ilan there too?
No. From the library, you can. I've never gotten that to work.
Huh?
I don't know how to.
What's it?
He said he
there's another one, yeah.
He can't get Bar Ilan to work on his computer.
The what?
If you're hooked into the network, it should work.
Onto the YU wireless network?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work either.
Even as a guest?
No, as a guest I can get on. I'm currently on as a guest, it looks like. But it's whenever I've tried for the Bar Ilan, just sort of nothing happens.
Did the second tab?
What?
I work in the library, know a little bit about it.
I don't know how that getting this to work. So
I take a look.
There's another one called Hebrew Books.
Yeah, Hebrew Books.
Supposedly, it's pretty good too. Not like Bar Ilan, they say, but it's more than adequate for most purposes.
www.hebrewbooks.com. So hebrewbooks.org.
You have it here? .org or .com? .org maybe, .org.
Okay. Right. Oh, that won't work. Sure,
huh?
This again. Take a minute to even. Okay. Now I'm online.
Hmm.
Now I'm online.
Yeah, he's working on it.
Yeah,
he's working on it.
Okay.
Okay. So what was the word you're looking for?
Muflag.
Muflo shebebez.
Spelled mem.
Mem
vod fei lamed aleph.
Lamed aleph.
The question is, was he part of 71 or addition to 71? Or was he one of the 71? So there was 70 plus a muflo. And a muflo really is nothing more than Av Bezdin or Rosh Bezdin or Nossi. The fact that it's a special name given to him means it shouldn't be considered to be Av Bezdin or Nossi. And Rashi I think clearly says that for a shot that that's so.
I have no idea what to do with this.
Yeah, anything? What does it say?
Chachamim.
The keyboard that I have it on for Hebrew is mostly.
You do nothing. You just click on those.
Yeah, it works. The keyboard that I have for Hebrew, will that even work? The keyboard that I have for Hebrew anyway is a phonetic keyboard. It's not the standard one.
Yeah.
Okay. No, don't bother.
Yeah, it's taking too long here.
The Chachamim are saying that if it's Hora Beit Din, and it's only one Shevet,
it doesn't count.
Does it count? And no one has to bring anything?
Yes, each individual brings.
Each individual has to.
A private korban.
Of the one Shevet that made the mistake. Every individual in the Shevet.
Yeah, everyone who follows it. It's a plain shogeg. They can't. They can't. There's no tol al dasbez. Okay.
We could play around with it in the library later.
Let's see if we can get the next piece here. It's here, it's a kind of a collapse. A collapse of halachic discipline. It's almost like a warning. If the guy on top messes things up, the whole thing falls apart. The whole discipline falls apart. It's Tana Rabbana. Yodu shahoru v'tohu mahoru. Okay. You gotta first get that info straight. Tana Rabbana. Yodu shahoru. They knew that Bezdin gave up sack, but v'tohu mahoru. People made a mistake what the psak was. What could that mean? Look at Rashi. Kolomar. Yeah, but Rashi. Horu bezin shechelev muto, and it was a good horror as far as the par helem tzibur goes. It was bebitul mixas, right? They want mevatel a whole horror. It was only a partly, so that the bezin structure for a par helem tzibur is there, right? We also call our PM, and the people did only because Bezdin said. These are no chutzpahniks, right? They're told al das Bezdin. But they made a goof of their own. We ochlu shogigin chele v'dam. What happened here? They ate shogig chele v'dam. Bezdin passed only one thing. The time your wife told his wife, right, who told the Yossi's wife to be, right, there. By the time it got down to the next guy, Chaleb, Dam, I think it's check your wife, what the heck are you talking about? Davachad Shigas Maser, Bilbad. One of them, they just ate the toast, thinking it's Mut or Mamuta. Not because Bezdin never spoke about Dam. The chad b'oro, and the chelav they ate because of Bezdin. V'yachakach yodu shehoru shelo koroyu. Then they found out that they and the people found out they made a mistake. What shetoru b'masha horu, and yodim im ala chelav horu ala dam yoch ala dam yochol yu chayovim par delheva horo amalia. What's this question? Tola al das Bezdin, where Bezdin never said anything. Never spoke about Dam. He spoke about Chela, made a mistake on Chela.
So we're saying that the Beit Din, for the one that they said, they made a mistake only on the Chelev, so they bring Par Helem Sibor only for the Chelev.
Yeah, but they thought that Bezdin Paskin on the Dam also. So they would, why did they eat the Dam? They were told all Das Bezdin. But Bezdin never made that horror.
Anusim?
So what's the, why did Mo introduce this as a real Shaila? That's why I gave the little introduction. Because what happens when the one on top lacks the clarity, then the people on the bottom are all confused. So they got confused on Chelev and Dam. But the truth is that Bezdin led to the confusion. Why? Because here were people who were trained that this is Chelev, and suddenly they heard Bezdin Paskin that it was not Chelev anymore. Memeled, the next step, they also said, where we learned Pshat, that Dam Shebelev is also okay. That you don't need, it's not only the free flowing blood, right? That's also, it's only free foot, but Dam, that's Mechunos in the heart chamber. That's okay, and it's not okay. But suddenly, because the confusion sets in on what Bezdin did, that leads to the confusion of the people. That's the Hava Mina, that now it's not specific on the Maise, but rather on the psychology, right? Where it's now likely for people to err because there's been a major change in their understanding of kashrus. And therefore, when someone told them the dam is also good, it also made sense. But they were told al das bezdin, not that someone came in. They really, really confused. Tana Rabbanan. Yodu shohoru v'tor mahoru yochol yiu chayovin. You might think that, and since Rov Tzibo did it, that Bezdin is chayv a korban, because it's really their confusion that led the people to be confused. Tamar loma v'noda achatas. You have to know what the sin, the chatas, v'lo she yodu hachote. Look at Rashi. The words are a little bit grammatically tight here, but Rashi expands it. Tamalom no da chatos asher chotu oleh v'kriv klomar sor she. Sheyivoda hachatos, sheyudin amahoru, you have to know on what, al achel o al adam. Velo sheyudu achotim, lo sage biyidiyah dechotim. One of the idea, it's not enough to say, but the knowledge of the chotim was that Bezdin said okay. That was a idea. Daf agav dosu boro, right? The mimonu shachar minayir boro haved, o achle tavayo chel adam. What does that mean? But the fact is, they ate a chalev. Chalev was true, they did paskin. They ate, and for chalev you got a bigger korban. But that may not be a korban. Separate korbanos. So why aren't they putter from the korban on the chalev that they did al das bezdin? They goofed on the dam. So the people made a mistake on the dam. So if you can't associate bezdin with the dam, but you can associate them with the chalev. So why shouldn't they bring a parhan and tzibo for making the people eat chalev? The answer is that the people, when they ate chalev, right, didn't know whether it was, some thought it was chalev, some thought it was dam that they asked, right? And therefore they didn't all do the same thing. Oh, that's the only way you can learn chat.
So in a way they're like mezidin because they didn't check it out.
No. Well, they have to check it out. Bezdin, Paskin, they did everything.
But they don't know which one they're not allowed to eat.
No, they heard both. I mean, how it got out, it got all got out. Okay. It really elaborates a little bit on the Mishnah in Machlokas Rameir Rabbi Yude in the Rabbanan. Chotu shnei shvotim mevi shnei porim. Chotu shlosha mevi shlosha. Oein ha'om ala chotu shnei yechidim mevi shnei porim. Chotu gimu mevi gimu. the first and second, this last one, I don't already. Miss up on something here. On the Shnei Yechidim. What does it mean here? Skip those two lines, I'll pick it out again. Ketzad chotu shnei shvotem mevin shnei porim. Chotu zayin mevin zayin. Ushar shvotem shochotu mevin al yideyem par. Right. Par, shafilu elu shlochotu mevin al yachotim. Vekach nema kol, lachayav kol kol vekol divi Rabbi Yehuda. To repeat what Machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there was seven shvotim, that's already rov, then there's parhel and tzibu. Parim Sibo, the Shvotim got to bring, but all the Shvotim have to bring. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Zayin Shvotim Shechotim Mevin Zayin Porim, Bezin Mevin Aldeim Par, Yemel Amata Kol, Yemel Amala Kol, Makol Amal Amala, Bezin Yemel Kol Aftik, Avakol Amal Amata, Bezin Yemel Kol. Rav Meir Omer, no. Zayin Shvotim Shechotu, then Bezin Mevin Aldeim Par, Vehei Pturim, right? No such thing as the Shvotim bringing korbanos. There's only one korban that's brought. Rabbi Yehuda introduced each shevet, it's called a call, each call got to bring. As Rameya says, no, the text of the Pasuk is like Rameya, right? If Adas Yisrael Yishgu, him call Adas Yisrael Yishgu, then Bezin brings a korban to cover everybody. My name I call Amatem call Amala, my call Amala Bezin Lotzibu, I've called Amala also Bezin Lotzibu. Rab Shimon ben Elozo Omer Mishmo. It's just a repeat what we have in the Mishnah. Chotu Shisha Shvotim Beim Rubu Shel Kol. Oh. He introduced this other concept of census, numbers of people. There's no Rov Shvotim. Rov Shvotim is seven. There were six, not Rov Shvotim. But Beim Rubu Shel Kol, but in numbers, they number more than 51% of the population. O Zion, after being Shein Rubu Shel Kol, may be in Paul. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Remember we'll pick up. We'll pick up tomorrow as far as we can go. And then Wednesday I won't be coming in. I have a bris since that's 9 o'clock by a nephew. Yeah.